Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time joining us, this is the podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be life being a musical, or it could be anything or nothing at all. But welcome, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, and yeah, hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Also follow us on Instagram at the Gray Area, not the Gray Area, at Gray Area Podcast. Mm-hmm. And also join our Patreon if you want to watch us live for the low price of $3 a month. You can watch us live as well as get access to exclusive content that we are creating. For example, our food review show. So, what y'all want to talk about?
Vegan, gluten-free food review show.
Yeah, vegan, gluten-free food review show and our cooking show, which is a cooking competition between me and Breeze, judged by Damani. So, yeah, and other stuff. So, join our Patreon. But anyways, how you guys doing today?
Tired.
I'm amazing.
And amazing as well.
Oh, man. I'm doing well as well. I'm tired. I don't know why. It just kind of... Well, I was already tired, but it just kind of hit me again. Like, I'm tired. But I'm good, though. Good and tired.
Tired and good.
Yeah. But,
Good at being tired.
We should
tired definitely... of being good.
Oh man, definitely gotta get some more sleep. I'm still working on figuring out my schedule right now, so.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm doing today. I'm a clean too. Mm-hmm. I'm a clean, and I'm getting my schedule together. My schedule getting fired, so. Mm-hmm. I've committed.
Yeah, it's my word for the year. It's commitment.
And you might as well just go motto. What's your motto for the year?
My motto for the year. You want to go first?
You me? You wanted. You had already started answering, so I thought.
No, I just repeated the question.
Oh, I thought you was ready. What's your motto for the year? Let's start with you, since you asked the question.
Typically, the question asker. But I can.
It's okay.
I'll lead by example. My motto for the year, I have a couple of them. My favorite book is The Four Agreements, so I made four agreements for myself.
Ooh.
I should go grab it so I
can... Because you don't know what the agreements are.
One agreement was, I like the be impeccable with your word. Let me go grab it. It's the pie. It's the pie. Quick side note.
Don't let herself. Well, actually, I...
Crafts by Cole got some notebooks. Mm. Not this one, though, but she got some notebooks.
I can put those up if y'all want them, but...
Mine are... So my four agreements are prioritize self, be impeccable with my word, be as creative as possible, and find joy in every moment.
So my question for you is, what made you... want to write out your own four agreements?
Because Four Agreements is my favorite book.
Mm-hmm.
And why not?
Okay.
Word. Let me go in depth. I'm working on articulating. Let's see. Why did I choose to... I felt like it would be an amazing idea and something very helpful and useful for me to write out my own agreements. You know, a lot of times we have to commit to the things that we want. We have to, the only way to change is to change. You know, change is inevitable, but growth is intentional. So I choose to grow. I was looking in the mirror on this side, behind my ear I got love. On this side I'm gonna get growth, you know? Cause growth is, I love growth. So yeah, that's the reasoning.
I love growth.
Yeah. So that's the reason. Four agreements. And I'm writing with my mirror so I see it every day. So I know I love mirrors.
I love mirrors. Do that.
Like, I got a nice face, people.
Shallow.
I'm funny. Ah, y'all are funny. Okay. I didn't necessarily make a motto for the year. I would say, okay, if I did have to have a motto, it would literally be, dang. This is a toughie.
So, if I have a motto.
Yeah, what's your actual motto?
My motto is, it's kind of like an affirmation. So, it's like, I choose to operate as my highest self. And then, operating as my highest self entails being intentional and having fun and being present. It may change during, like, based on the day, but for the most part, operating as my highest self.
So the motto.
I got a couple models. Anything is attainable, connected to everything, attached to nothing.
It's motto man.
Motto man. Motto man. Okay. So, like, so what's your main one, though?
Operate as my highest self. I give myself permission. So, I choose to operate as my highest self, which entails me giving myself permission to be intentional, take responsibility, have fun in every moment.
Okay. What you got?
The one that I probably have right now, which is what I was talking, I'll just say it, what I was talking about last night, is probably get in a rhythm, like get in a rhythm, cause I was sitting and I was thinking about the things that we typically do, and I realized that a lot of my life I don't do things in rhythm with like what feels natural, so like I let things push me out of my natural, whatever the natural rhythm is, so like just the pace of how I operate my life or whatever it is. So just trying to, like, everything is about rhythm. And I, for me, noticing that whether it's musically or just like how you speak, how you talk, how you breathe, like everything is about rhythm. So, yeah, just kind of like getting in rhythm and staying in rhythm, and everything happens smoother when you go in rhythm. And then once you find whatever the rhythm is, like if you wanted to increase the pace, you can increase the pace. But if you're doing things that's like outside of the rhythm, it's not gonna feel natural. It's gonna feel forced. So, yeah, rhythm, getting the rhythm.
Y'all got some good models.
Model man.
Motto man. No, don't work. Okay.
I didn't even like it the first time.
You have a motto?
Who, me?
I need my mottos, my agreements, for my social birthday.
Gave you my soul. Like, please.
All right. I'm really trying to think about this, and I'm trying to think, like, if this is going to change. I think I would say right now my motto is I'm coming for everything that's mine.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I'm coming in hot. Or that could be it, too. I feel like a lot of things that I could have achieved or I was claiming for myself, I did not attain because I was getting in my own way. Or I was too afraid to actually, like, go for it. Or I would just kind of talk myself out of it and stuff like that. But I'm not doing that no more this year. But even like you were saying, like going at your own pace and being in your own rhythm, I'm making sure that I'm going at my own pace. I'm doing what in the way that feels right for me. But I'm coming for everything that's mine. Like all of the things that I want to attain, like I'm not going to shy away from. Even if I start to get a little bit scared, I'm still going to go forward with that and use that emotion as fuel to just go even farther. Rather than, you know, running in the opposite direction. So, I would say my motto is, as of right now, in this moment, is I'm coming for everything that's mine. Yeah. That's me.
I received that.
I like that as well.
So, same question. Well, I guess you just made up your motto, huh?
Yeah, I made it up.
We're gonna have to watch this one back.
Yeah. I was gonna ask, like, what prompted you to come up with a motto, but
It was just me writing. Like, it was me writing, and then I was on I guess a reading and a social media fast. So, like, I just had a lot of time, like, to me, and realizing that just the pace of, whether it was social media, whether it was the pace of, like, just conversation or just the things that I was doing, like, when I was reading and when I was on social media, it felt like I needed to consume more. Like, I needed to get more information. I need to get more information. I'm looking for more stuff. I need to do more. And I kept having, like, a feeling of, like, I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing mm-hmm. enough or whatever. But once I stopped, it wasn't that I wasn't doing enough for me. It was like, now I feel the urge to do stuff. Like, it's not a matter of me, like, getting more information. Because, like, and it's funny, as soon as I picked up a book again and started reading, I forgot about this. And it's like, nah, you were just, when I was reading certain things, it would lead me to have other thoughts that I wouldn't actually have. Granted, I love reading, and I think it's super helpful, but just, like, understanding, like, the pace of how I process information, how I learn stuff, how I apply stuff. Like, I figured it out by me literally sitting and doing nothing and then realizing, like, how quickly or slowly ideas come to me. Because before then, I didn't realize how fast or slow ideas come to me. But, like, when I sat down and did nothing, I was like, oh, that was a good idea. I don't know where that came from. And it's just like, and normally it would be like, I'll be trying to have, like, an idea in the middle of me doing something else. Or, you know, I'll be like, oh, I'll be doing something and I'll see somebody else doing something. I'm like, ah, dang, that is something I need to be doing. As opposed to, like, when I have nothing else to compare it to, I'm just moving and stuff is developing mm-hmm. on its own. And it's like, again, in my own natural rhythm. And it's like, everybody has it. Everybody has it in terms of how they talk, how they walk, how they move throughout the world or whatever. So, just for me, when I realized that, I was like, oh, this is okay. This is fire. I never paid attention to it. Like, I just was just kind of operating and, like, letting people push me mm-hmm. wherever. I was kind of just being water, but not, like, imposing more of my own pace to stuff.
You was being faucet water. You wasn't being an ocean.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's like when people turn on the faucet, they're controlling the water. Or they stop it when they stop it.
Yeah.
I don't know why that just came to me, but yeah. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm listening.
I think that's cool though. I realized for me, like, I realized that I grew up in an environment where I was constantly being rushed to do things. And I think that that's a part of why certain things, like, I would cower away from, or, like, I haven't necessarily fully gone after yet, because I didn't necessarily feel like I was ready, but I was being pushed towards it, as if I was supposed to already have accomplished it. And it's like, I don't feel equipped. I don't feel like I got the tools to do this. But also, like, when I was being rushed, it's like, it's not at my own pace. It's not at the pace that, like, you know, me and God talked about, or, you know, like, I just don't feel, it didn't feel like it was on my terms. So it didn't feel comfortable doing the things. So now, for me, it's like you said, like, I'm not, well, I guess I said this, but, like, I'm not going to be faucet water no more. Like, if I'm going to be water, I'm going to be the ocean, or I'm going to be a river where I'm in control with how everything ebbs and flows and stuff like that. And that's not to say that, like, you know, I'm in control of every single thing in life, but it's different. It's different when you are deciding your own pace. Yeah. Like, even with you making your own agreements. Like, I feel like with that and like the values that we talked about few episodes ago, those are important things to determine your own environment and your own pace. I think it's important too. So how important do you guys think it is for people to have a motto for the year? Let's start with that. Like,
to go back to the previous question, I ain't answered. I never gave myself permission. So I wasn't never lacking anything. It was just I was lacking permission for myself.
I thought I asked you the question first. I didn't. Mm-mm. I'm sorry. So what made you come up with this motto?
I realized I wasn't lacking anything. The only thing I needed was permission for myself. Now I'm not looking to be accepted or validated by anybody except myself. I'm not looking for any. That's validation. I'm not looking for anything from anybody. Yeah, I already got everything I need. Now all I needed was the permission for myself to actually do it. Mm-hmm. Before it was like, I can do. I knew I could do anything I wanted to do, but now it's not enough for me to just be able to do it. Mm-hmm. Now I have to actually do it. So it's more of a execute and action practice. Mm-hmm. And the agreements that I made for myself, that's what I needed in order to accomplish what I want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So that they're like, so you can move forward.
And I feel like the motto, I feel like a motto is important. It supports the mission or your vision for the year. So, like, if you're looking at it as a business, a lot of business have a mission statement, vision statement, a motto, a slogan, mm-hmm. But I feel like it supports it. It's like something that you can think about, like, without having to get so deep into the reason and why or, like, the bigger picture, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, something that reminds you of why you're doing what you're doing, even if it's not the 20 reasons why you're doing it.
So it's not a list, it's just so that it's something you can constantly refer back to. I think, okay, before I say anything, do you think that it's important for people to have a motto for the year?
Yes and no. I think it helps. Do you need one? I don't think you need one, but I think, like I said, it can help give you direction and, like, so that if you stray away, you can always look back and, okay, this is the compass. We're supposed to be going north. Mm. Like, and just always know where north is at.
Word.
Okay. Onward, my trusty steed!
I feel like it is important. But I feel like it's important for me right now. I don't necessarily know that it's important for everyone to have. Just because everybody operates differently and thinks differently, I think that it is helpful. And it may be the key to you doing your actionable items and maybe like the perfect reminder and stuff. I think for me, it was necessary for this year. Even so much so that was my motto and I didn't even realize that was my motto for the year. But to have something to refer back to so that I can, like you said, it's like a compass or just something that I can, it just kind of help you keep going. Like, because it'd be hard out here, especially when you're trying to accomplish new things, you're trying to reach new levels in your life or your business or relationships, like whatever it is, it's not the easiest thing. So I feel like it is important, but that is also subjective. It was important for me. Do you think that everyone should have a motto for their life?
For me, another yes and no. Because, like, I mean, yes, because I think yes, but you should be willing to tweak it whenever you...
Yeah, I was going to say it changes.
Yeah, so it's like it's hard to have it. To really pin it down, but Yeah, because it's like, because to put it, to pin it down to one thing is like, I don't think anybody's just an idea. It's like one single idea. Like, I think we all have to have a million of them. So it's like, it's hard to do your entire life by it. But, I mean, I think you can. You know, it's like, just what do you subscribe to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if you subscribe to, like, I just want to have a creative life, then it's like, you can do that, and that could be a model for life, and you can kind of, like, approach everything. As long as you're approaching everything through the lens of whatever your motto is, I think it's fine.
I'm sorry, y'all probably can't hear this, but Breeze's stomach is over here growling and making noise.
That was your stomach? I thought that was somebody outside. Hey, yo.
This is confirmation.
He hungry.
Hungry for success.
I was gonna say, what about you?
Gathering my thoughts. Yeah, I don't think it's imperative to have a life motto. It may help. Yeah, it may work for some people, it may not. I don't even think I have a life motto. I don't have a life motto, but for seasons, I have stuff for seasons.
Yeah, I don't have a life motto either. I feel like it would be hard to... So, like, I was thinking... So, the reason why I asked the question was... I know some people have, like, life verses and stuff like that, like, in the Bible, or just, like, things that they go by and stuff like
all,
that.
My head, all I heard was bars. life verses. Well, yeah, I got a verse I can bottom up. No.
Or just, like, certain lines that they, like, live by, or even, like, their values. Like, maybe authentic expression would be, like, a life motto of mine. I guess that could be a life motto of mine, actually. But, I just was thinking about that, and I was like, is it important that people have a life motto? But I feel like y'all were both saying, it changes so much. Like, I feel like life changes, your needs change, who you are change. I mean, if you allow yourself to evolve. But so much changes throughout life, I feel like it will be hard. And you might be doing a disservice to yourself to only have one life motto throughout your entire life. And then it's like, who decides what your life motto is, like, when you were a baby? Like, are you born with it, or maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe she's born with it.
I think it would be an energy thing. I think, like, you have a, like, when you're younger, there's a specific energy about you, and then people typically label it. But, like, even when you're younger, you can be, oh, he's a really rebellious kid, or... Or they're really shy, or they're really reserved, or they're super creative, and I think people give it to you originally, but I think it's up to you to define what it means after, like, if that applies to you later on.
Mm-hmm. I don't like labels.
Why?
He's trying to be independent. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You said it so hard.
I don't like labels. They like, it's like a box that people be trying to put you in.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts at such a young age that it seems normal, but it's not. So it's so much harder to get out of this box because it started so young that now I feel like this is, everybody else said it, so like my entire life they said I fit in this box, so I must fit in this box. In all actuality, it's never supposed to be meant just for this box. You're supposed to be here, mm-hmm. Yeah, like everywhere.
Yeah. But I think the labeling just helps people understand it, because they don't have, especially if it's something you've never seen before, you don't have any context for it. So, like, for a lot of us, it's hard to rationalize what it is if you don't have a name for it. It's almost like a name. Like, if I don't know what to call you, you're just you, and it's like, what does that mean? You know, so I think to a degree we need them for the sake of, like, definition. But then I think when you get new things, we kind of expand what our definition is, if that makes sense.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, but that's the thing. We be getting new information, and nobody be wanting to expand
the definition.
Yeah, even when, if you think about it, we talking about people, so I guess you would think about it with people anyways. But, when we're younger, even when we're talking to our parents, as we're older, and they're like, oh, I still see you as that 5-year-old girl who da 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 da. I see you as that 7-year-old boy da da da. And it's like, well, I'm not 7. You know,
at 20.
Yeah, at least 20, maybe a couple extra numbers at the end. And but it's because you see me as the 7-year-old, you haven't allowed me to grow in your mind. I'm still in the box of whether I was I might have been a shy kid, or I might have been naive, or I might have been in the box of I don't like reading, or I don't like writing, or I used to hate math, and it's okay, well, I'm a math teacher now, so I need you to take me out of this box, because you're acting like you're shocked that I know how to do algebra. So it's just stuff like that, though. I feel like a lot of times, that's the frustrating part with labels, but I do agree that they do help us define things. I just think we need to allow the new information to actually come, welcome the new information in and expand whatever the box is or whatever we're looking at. So, allow people to grow in that way.
I agree. You had a thought? Oh, unless you go.
You can go ahead. I had thoughts, but you can go ahead. They're not fully.
I was going to say, I also think two things. One, I think whatever label that people give you is it only applies to the degree that you give it power. So if you feel like they're putting you in this box, the label is for them. It has nothing to do with you.
Right.
The label is so that they can understand it. If you don't subscribe to the label, you don't have to, it doesn't apply. They could be hey, you're an art, you're an artist, and they thinking music artist, and you're no, I do all kinds of art. Same word, but for you, the meaning is a lot broader.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing I was going to say was, in terms of expanding the definition, even when we think about music, before, somebody who was considered weird would be a Kanye. Kanye was the weirdo out of the in rap before. Now, once he came out, now people's definitions got a little bit bigger. So now, all right, yeah, you weird, but you're not this kind of, you're not Kanye weird. You rock rap weird, or maybe you're skater weird, or maybe you're this kind of. And it's the more the more we learn, the more we expand the definition, and now you have bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they expand the definition for things, or they create bigger categories. But for people, once they put you here, they try to keep you there. That's how I feel.
I was gonna say I just think they need to see more examples, because I think once you get I think they compare you to the biggest example of whatever it is you have. So mm-hmm. If it's I just think with music again, all right, let's say before Kanye, the weirdest you might have gotten was all right, let's say Andre 3000. At the time, Andre was the weirdest of the weird that you can get. And then when he came on the scene, there was nothing like it. So then everybody that came after him, if you were anywhere, if you weren't as weird or weirder, you were just oh, you're Andre weird. You're this kind of weird. And then, once you got somebody that was even more left field, now it's all right, you can be this kind of weird or this kind of weird. You know, so I think, and again, weird isn't the right word for this, but, just being different. Once you had a different definition of, all right, this person is an outlier, this person mm-hmm. is not the norm, then the more outliers you get, the more definitions, I think, you can, or more labels you can get. And I think people need to see more of them so that they can be more accepting of different variations.
So if this person that's considered weird, this kind of weird, starts off this kind of weird, but then moves to the box of cool,
they try to keep them in this weird box. They don't want them to be the cool thing anymore. Like, they try to keep the people in this little section. Although we grow and expand and evolve, they don't want us to actually evolve. They want the box. They want more. They make. They definitely make more room in the box. They renovate. Make sure you got a nice little skylight. The kitchen is nice. Oh, you like open open areas? We got everything for you. Granite countertops. We got that for you. But you cannot leave this box.
I agree, but I disagree, because I think all it takes is one person to be able to navigate being weird and being cool. And then now there's a new box where you can be weird and be cool. So it's like you're just, which is, again, it's a box still, but now it's like, oh, you can be weird, you can be cool, you can be this little in-between area. It's almost like...
I'm saying, once they define you, whatever happens after you, that's fine. They can make new boxes. But if they put you in this box, they don't want you to expand past this box. Like, you can't outgrow this box. It's like a fish. Like, the fish don't outgrow the tank.
I feel like yes and no. Because I feel like a lot of times we allow ourselves to stay in the box that people put us in. If we are sticking on music, one way of that happening, and this kind of goes to your point, but... like, a lot of labels, once they put you in a particular category or whatever, they want you to stay in that same frame of music, that same mindset, the last album that you just put out, we just need a part two of that album. I don't need you experimenting with your sound. You put out an R&B album, I don't need you doing country pop right now. Like, we signed you for R&B type of thing. But I think it's also a thing where us as individuals, a lot of times, we work so hard to solidify ourselves in whatever particular box that we're placed in, and we allow ourselves to stay there, even if we want to try to expand. So I think part of it is, like, on one hand, it's people... they're going to define you one way, and they're going to keep thinking of you as this one way. But I think sometimes it's literally that we don't allow ourselves to expand, because we also need to see the example or be the example, but we're a lot of things, like, we're too scared to do that. And we're like, okay, well, if this is who I've been known to be my entire life, then me stepping into this other box, or even just leaving this box in general, like, let it not even be me creating a new box or anything. Like, what if I just decided to step outside of this box? What does that look like? What does that look like for my livelihood? Like, what does that look like for my fan base? What does that look like for, like, my friends and my family? Like, I don't know what it looks like, and because I don't know what it looks like, I'm scared to do it. So since I'm scared, I'm just going to stay here in this box. And I think that happens as well. I feel like we can't only put it on outside people or entities that define us in certain ways and keeps us trapped in the box. Because I also allowed you to define me in that way. Now, certain things, like if we're kids and stuff, it's like, you know, I mean, what you gonna do? But it's like, after a certain point, if I'm not willing to reintroduce myself to you or retell my story in a new way or even give insight into another aspect of me, I've just allowed myself to stay here in this box, which isn't necessarily a bad thing if that's what you want. But if you really want to get outside of whatever box, whatever label that's been placed on you, then you gotta, that's up to you. But people are going to have their opinions. So some people may still be like, oh, no, that's Lil Ricky from up the street. I know Lil Ricky. But it's also not, it's, if you still answer to Lil Ricky from up the street, then that's on you.
I also think somebody who's a great example of that is Donald Glover. Because he started out acting. Granted, it was similar to how, you know, first acting rapper who was, like, successful was Drake. But... so you see it you see it happen, and then next thing you know, you see, now you see a whole new example of it with Donald Glover, who was like, he was on Community, he was doing 30 Rock, and then he went from doing stand-up to doing music. And he had some success in actor turned rapper, because there was somebody who already, they made a box for it already. Actor turned rapper. Okay, we got this. But then he pushed the limit. He's like, all right, well, yeah, I'm gonna sing, or I'm gonna do my own TV shows, or I'm gonna blah blah. And it's like he's pushing the definition further, the more he does. So you kind of have to give him room to
expand.
Yeah, expand. And I think people do give him room. People give you as much room as you take, I think. So like, if you don't take up your space, they're just gonna like, all right, you have to stay here. And it's like, if you let them tell you to do that, then that's on you, Playboy. But
or even like with J. Cole suddenly deciding to go to the league. Well, I guess that wasn't suddenly, because he used to play basketball. But like, that wasn't a rapper. You've seen basketball players become rappers. Like we've seen that. We haven't seen a rapper go from a successful rap career to then wanting to play in the NBA. Or
I mean, the closest thing we had at the time was like Master P.
But he was a basketball player turned rapper.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, he was playing ball first, and then he started rapping. So it's like, that's something, he expanded his box. Mm-hmm. Or actually, he kind of left the rapper box, and, well, he's still rapping, but like, he walked around, went somewhere else, you know? So like, I feel like that's where I'm like, it's kind of on us to, you know, to expand our box, or to walk outside of whatever boundaries have been set, to change whatever labels. If it's not going to work for everybody, not everybody's going to be like, oh yeah, I see you as this new person or whatever, but we still, it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah, I mean, I think in a perfect world, we shouldn't put anybody in a box. Like, the box should be like your name. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's like, oh, this is Breeze who does this. This is Breeze. He's Breeze. It's like, he does, and then you would be able to be like, yeah, I do this. I'm doing this now. And the box should be as big as your name is, but it don't usually work like that for most of us. And I think it's just because we don't be taking up enough space. So I mean,
that's facts.
That's just. This is my example. What do I know? I just found out about rhythm. I mean, I've had rhythm. Don't get twisted. You cha-cha and all that.
But I don't know. I feel like it's a weird thing to, like, when you really think about it. Because, like, people really just be having, like, the most random labels that they be putting on people. And it'd be like, that's not even me.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's similar to, like, but to your motto. Same thing. It's like, your motto should probably be, like, so, anyway, something that identifies you. But, like, in the same way that the labels, like, a label helps to identify you. So, it's like, you should be deciding whatever box you put in. Mm-hmm. In the same way you should be deciding a motto, as opposed to, like, just kind of not. I mean, I guess it's fine if you don't have one, but I think if you decide to choose one that can that's expandable.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I feel like the motto should be, or even the label, like, you choosing it for this particular moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's expandable or not, I feel like it's moment based or period of time based. Just because we change so much, everything around us changed so much. So we not always going to fit into the same
mm-hmm.
thing. Like, everything isn't going to, at some point, stuff not going to be able to describe us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't, like, this, it's like when you're growing, you got to buy new clothes. Your clothes don't fit no more. Buy new shoes. Shoes don't fit, or they get dingy and dirt. They got holes in them.
Mm-hmm.
So now you just gotta. Yeah, this not working.
Right.
So I have to change. Reintroduce myself, recreate myself.
It's almost like being a crab and finding a new shell, or what is it, like the is it crab and crab finding a shell? I can't remember if it was crabs or if it was something.
I think it is.
Whatever
I'm
it
not
is.
I'm not an animal guy expert. Love animals. I'm not an expert.
Is it hermits? Do hermits find new shells?
I think
hermit
so.
Hermit crab.
Whatever. Yeah, maybe it's a hermit crab. Whatever it is, whatever the one that gets a new shell. It's like the same thing. Like you started out with one shell. It's like, let me go ahead and go get another one.
Or like how this might be not a great example, but like snakes, they shed their skin like once a year. So it's like right underneath, it's a new skin. New skin. Who this? So just like that. Like I don't know. It's a reintroduction to the world, to Earth, to nature.
And we just did our reintroduction.
We definitely just did our reintroduction.
We did.
But yeah, I think it's I don't know. I think we have more control over the labels and all of that stuff than we realize. We just gotta continue to reintroduce ourselves.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, like somebody else's label doesn't stop me from doing what I want to do. Like,
yeah,
like you could be like, you know, yeah, rappers aren't supposed to make TV shows. Rappers aren't supposed to skate or be whatever it is. But like, that doesn't mean I can't do it. That just means you don't think I can do it. But if I do it, then what?
Yeah. It's like just recognizing that, not to let other people's labels define who you actually are. And I think that's what we get caught up in. Because we get labeled as stuff at a young age. So then from there, it's like we're either trying to figure out how to not be this label or figure out if you actually are this thing. And I don't know. It's just interesting. So, because like if your parents tell you at a young age that you're a liar, and that's the label that they give you, and that's all you hear from them, then you start to believe it. Then you start to wonder, like, am I a liar? Am I lying right now? Then you start, like, that just, you start to kind of take that on. But if they tell you that you're a truther, if they tell you that, like, maybe you're just, like, a bubbly child, like, then you, as you grow, you start to, you know, you taking on those characteristics. You're like, my mommy said I'm bubbly. But then as life starts to go on, you gotta redefine yourself, because like you might not be bubbly 24/7 anymore.
Right, this is what I thought about while you were saying it. I thought about labels, and then I thought about names. And I was thinking about Nova. Okay, I have a dog. If I didn't name her Nova, what if I named her dog? And I started thinking about Johnny Test. He had a dog. He named it Dookie.
Keep going.
That's where it ended. And I was like, these labels.
But your name Nova for your dog. Your dog is a ball of energy.
Mm-hmm.
That is literally what Nova is. Is a freaking ball of energy, and it's like, and her name fit hers very well. So it's like for her the name worked.
Like, yeah, Dookie. It was because he was brown.
Probably. But then it's also like in some cultures, like they wait a few days or a week or so before naming their child to see like how their child acts and what they're drawn to and different things like that, and then they'll name their child based off of that. So I don't know this 100% because I'm not a culture expert, but I from what I learned in school, that's like what they do in like Native American tribes as well, like. But I don't know 100% because, you know, I'm not an expert, but just like, he touched me. But just from that, like observing the child and seeing and then naming them, because a lot of times we name the child names that have certain meanings or whatever, but if you're looking at what they're drawn to or whatever, and then you're like, oh, sunshine. Okay. I can name you Sunshine, mm-hmm. like, type of thing. It might be a different situation because, like, this is the based on the child's personality already, not something that we already decided we wanted to name the child. But I don't really know. I don't got kids.
I don't know if I would have been named the same thing if they would have waited.
Dookie.
I know it would have been named Dookie.
That's crazy.
I don't know what I would have been named if my parents would have waited. Like, I have no idea what I would have been named. I just know I was a happy baby. That's it.
Happy.
Happy.
Happy feet.
They probably would have actually named me Giggles. Mm. Or something that meant that.
Laughter.
Snicker.
Not Snicker. But yeah, I don't know. But I'll probably name my kids before.
All of this shit. Put that label on them as soon as you pop out.
Right. I don't know. I don't have kids, but I also don't know enough about like what other cultures do just yet to
Margarita Chiquita Jenkins.
I don't know. But yeah, like we're born with labels. Our name is a label. So like from there on, like, we can define who we are, how we are, what we do. But we just got to be intentional about, I guess, reintroducing that to the world as many times as necessary. Or many times as we feel like we want to do it. Because we might want to be like, y'all got one time. Tell y'all this one time. I ain't repeating myself. And then, yeah. But I don't know. Y'all got any final thoughts on mottos, on labels, boxes? Anything y'all want
to look? I love growth.
Anything you want to lead the people with?
All
right.
You only live one. Nah, I'm playing. Yeah, nothing at all.
All right, well, thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Great Area Podcast.
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all for joining us today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. The moral of today's story is, if you don't have a motto, it's fine. If you do, drop it in the comments below. Let us know what your motto for the year is, or if you feel like it's important to have a motto. And also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Join our Patreon so you can catch all of our exclusive content behind the scenes and watch us live while we do this podcast and interact with us, comment, and different things like that. But we will see y'all next time.
Get on my face.
Woo! Adios.
Get on my
stay black,
get on
baby.
My motherfucking face.
Woo!
Please. Push the goddamn button.